Good morning, I'm David Fair, and you're listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. Over the past few weeks, we've been exploring some of the different aspects of the local foods movement in Washtenaw County. Those conversations remain available to you online at WEMU.org. This morning, we're going to continue the conversation with a focus on how federal agricultural policy impacts the growing local foods movement. Some of the barriers it poses to a more sustainable and local food system. Our guest this morning is Alexandra Beautyman, and Alexandra works with the group Food and Water Watch. It is a national organization based in Washington, D.C. Alexandra is working here in Ann Arbor. Good morning and welcome to WEMU.
Good morning.
Is it fair to say at this point the American food system relies on a small number of mega corporations that control most everything from seed to plate, including production and distribution?
Yes, that's exactly the problem we're targeting.
Well, the U.S. has the best food system in the world, and yet you've characterized it as a problem. What do you see as the negative aspects of the system as it now stands?
Well, currently there's several realms that are problematic. So to begin with, since this is the this is an environmental show, I should mention that the consolidation in our food industry has led to farming practices that are incredibly damaging to the environment. It's talking about consolidated agribusiness and just consolidated production and what that's done. So what we've seen in the past few decades is this process of separating meat production from crop production. And what that's led to is a cycle where we use more and more pesticides and herbicides on our fields where we grow monocultures. And at the same time, we have these factory farms in which, we cram animals close together, and that breeds disease. So we then have to use antibiotics on healthy animals to prevent them from getting sick.
Which ultimately enters the human food system.
Right. And it also enters our waterways. A third of the Gulf of Mexico is dead because of agricultural runoff down the Mississippi. And that's just one part of the problem. Another big issue is that our rural economies are being ruined. Small farmers are being driven out of business. And then the third piece of it is that the food that consumers end up eating is not healthy for them or safe.
Well, two of the biggest agribusinesses are Monsanto and Cargill. Monsanto in specific began as a chemical company and developed what turned out to be one of our biggest environmental threats in PCBs. Now it's intently focused on genetically altered food production. You contend that poses a threat to environmental and human health, right?
Absolutely. The way it works is that Monsanto will develop a crop that is genetically resistant to a pest. And then what happens is that pest will actually evolve so that it can conquer that. Another thing that Monsanto will do is they'll make a crop that is particularly suited to a pesticide that Monsanto also produces.
And if you want to buy one, you have to buy the other.
Right. So it works really well for Monsanto because they can sell you the seed and they can sell you the pesticide. And the idea is that the pesticide will kill all the pests, but it will leave or an herbicide will kill, weeds, but will leave the crop untouched.
And in many cases, leaves the land unusable in the future.
Right. And so that there's an issue with monoculture there where you're depleting the land. And there's also a problem of things evolving. What happens is that over time, people are required to use more and more pesticides and herbicides. And in fact, genetically modified crops contribute to increased use of pesticides and herbicides.
And once again, enters the land, the air, the water, and ultimately the human body. This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and today we're talking with Alexandra Beautyman. Alexandra works with the group Food and Water Watch. Now, Michigan's Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow is chair of the Agricultural Committee. Is she responding to the needs of local producers in Michigan with her policy leadership and her budget priorities?
She's not, unfortunately. Although she has been a champion on related issues, she's been largely absent as a leader in this particular issue. She really needs to start standing up for small farmers and for consumers in Michigan.
How has her office responded to your concerns?
She's been ignoring the issue. As the chair of the Agriculture Committee in the Senate, she has, you know, been hearing a lot from big agribusiness and has been catering too much to their wishes. And we'd like to see her be stronger.
It's a powerful and moneyed lobby in Washington, isn't it?
It sure is.
Well, Food and Water Watch is organizing communities throughout the state to push Senator Stabenow to take a stronger stand in favor of what you call a fair food system. How exactly do you define a fair food system?
A fair food system is one in which consumers have access to food that's safe and healthy and sustainable, and in which producers have access to fair markets. So right now, every sector of agriculture is dominated by a small number of large companies. So most economists agree that when you reach four companies controlling 40% of an industry, that's a monopoly. You've destroyed competition. And in the food sector, we actually see that in every piece. So pork packers, pork companies control 66%, poultry processors, it's 58%. And on the retail side as well, grocery stores, 48% is controlled by four companies. And then it gets even worse in certain parts. So Dean Foods controls 40% of the fluid milk industry. You know, this means that any small producer has to essentially cater to the system that's created by these larger processors.
Well, would a food system such as you describe or would like to see be more expensive to the consumer?
No, actually the current system is hurting consumers because in addition to the food not being safe, you have this problem where processors control so much of pricing that they can actually squeeze the producers and pay them less while at the same time charging consumers more. So from 2000 to 2010, the consumer price index for pork and beef products actually rose by 41%. And at the same time, prices for farmers were plummeting. And it's because all of that profit is actually going to the middlemen, to these large companies that do the processing.
How do you educate the public to maybe seek out an alternative to going to a big box grocery store and participating in the food system you're working against right now?
I actually think we can't shop our way out of this problem.
Okay.
I think that the corporate control is so ingrained that it's going to take more than individuals making good shopping decisions. And, you know, as a consumer advocacy group, Food and Water Watch wants to make sure that consumers can afford good quality food. So we're not going out there and saying, you know, consumers should just spend all their money on good food. We're saying good food should be available to consumers at prices they can afford. And that's why we need this more systematic change.
And that, again, comes back to federal policy and the way it trickles down.
That's right.
Well, what's next for Food and Water Watch in Ann Arbor?
I'll be running this campaign for the next couple of months. And we're working to build a lot of grassroots support for this issue. So, you know, we're out there collecting petition cards and getting folks to write in and call in to Senator Stabenow and really urge her to start taking leadership on this issue.
Alexandra, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That is Alexandra Beautyman. Alexandra works with the group Food and Water Watch. If you'd like more information on the group, the organization, go to foodandwaterwatch.org. I'm David Fair, and this has been another installment of Issues of the Environment. It's a cooperative effort of the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division and the News Department at 89.1 WEMU.